Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters in the Bojangles Studio high in the mountain in North Georgia. I'll get it out if I can. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning.
I feel good.
Fishing is fabulous. It's opening day of the gobbler season. Oh, my goodness, we've got so much to talk about. It's almost 7 after the hour, and this is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio show in the United States, and I appreciate your participation. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255 outside the Atlanta calling area. And this program is brought to you every Saturday morning by Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes Auto, Real Tree Camo, Fire Aid 2000, Timbuktu Outdoors, True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, Crocodile Bay Resort, that's a new one, isn't it? Stripling's General Store there in Bogart and down in South Georgia. And Works Tools and the Whitetail Institute. Have you putting in a food plot? You better. Whitetail Institute. So it's 7 after the hour, and we're ready to almost 8. And Woman Williams is here with us this morning, of course. Karen and Brian Green are in the studio at Peachtree City, Georgia. Well, Gail turned off the microphone. Oh, there we go. Now I bet you can hear me now.
Sorry.
What do you think? Yeah, much better. Silence is not golden on radio.
No. Nobody knows what
no
you're
kidding.
Doing.
You should see this play. We've got a little studio here in North Georgia. It's actually in my I guess you call it my trophy room. And this looks like a rat's nest.
Not anymore. Karen worked on it.
Oh, it's better than it was, isn't it? Yeah.
Is it time for a break?
Just in a few seconds.
Okay. Just checking because I turned your microphone off.
Yeah. Yeah, we're about
we're
ready for
stupid.
A break. This is O'Neill Outside, and we've got a lot of calls. Hank the Yank is there, and Doug and everybody. So you guys stay right there. This is O'Neill. There'll be more outdoors. Goblin Fever. It's time. And in about 4 seconds, I'll say, we'll be back. I promise. Welcome back, everyone. A lot of calls this morning. We got Goblin Fever going on, and fishing is fabulous. Let's get to every one of them if we can. On line one is Hank the Yank. What do you say, my good friend? You got a busy morning?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Lovely.
I'm out early. I'm heading to the pond. I'm starting off on dock lights this morning.
Oh, boy.
So our fishing has really gotten good. Now, I'll just tell you this. You know how you and I, when we have our conversations, I always tell you, you know, I never get to fish the moons personally because I'm always loading my customers up on the moon phases.
Yes.
So I don't get to fish on the moons. Well, we're on the upside right now with the full moon. The full moon is somewhere around March 31, April 1. And if you go about 7, 8 to 9 days out prior to, that's what we call the upside of the full moon, and we are on it. And
oh
the last 3 days, the fishing has really turned around, even though we've taken a hit on our water temp. Water temp is down to 53 below Browns Bridge and 54 above Browns Bridge. It's actually warmer right now on the north end of the lake, but there's fish in all the creeks.
Good.
So if I'm going to give any report today for any of our striper guys, there's kind of three patterns going on. First, the dock lights are fishing okay. They're fishing good enough where you can start hitting them again.
Okay.
The second thing is there are some open water fish, and those fish are staging for the pre-spawn that's about to come up if our water temp ever hits 57. You'll see fish over open water, and the giveaway on those fish is gulls and loons. You'll see the gulls and loons like we see them in November and December. They're starting to work out on the open water, and if you'll get out on top of those fish and throw like a Sebille Magic Swimmer on them or a fly with an intermediate, you can catch some of the bigger fish being caught right now on those open water fish. But the most exciting fight going on right now, O'Neill, is what you and I did 18 years ago back in February when the water temp was 52, 53, is which get into the very, very, very backs of the coves. The pockets in the very backs of the coves are a full degree warmer than everywhere else on the lake, and the shad are just piled up in the backs of the coves.
Oh, boy.
And the stripers and the bass are in those coves feeding on them. And it's an early and late bite. First 2 hours after first light, last 2 hours. And there's a little schooling going on. So that we have a really nice report going right now.
I believe that.
So that's kind of what's going on.
A cove with a creek in it, best.
A cove with a creek in it is always the best. And, you know, I imagine that this is going on other area lakes as well, not just Lanier, because, as you always say, fish don't know where they live. And
that's
so
exactly
these
right.
fish are probably, the same thing is probably going on at Clark Hill, at Carter's, at, you know, any of the
you
other
bet.
Lakes. So Coney
all those
is
lakes
probably
and...
doing... All except Altoona, because that's the Dead Sea.
There you go.
So that's all I got for you.
All right, listen, that's enough, my good friend.
Well, listen, before I let you go, I want to tell you something. Maybe you can help me out on this.
Okay.
I told you know, we lost Lefty Cray a week ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you heard, Lefty passed away.
Yes.
Which is really sad. And, you know, an icon is gone. The Babe Ruth of fly fishing is no longer with us.
Indeed.
But I was talking to my wife, and I said to her, you know, I think I want to be cremated. She made an appointment for me on Tuesday. Anyway, have a great weekend, pal. I love you.
All right, be safe, my good friend. Catch a great old big one. I'll see you later. All right, let's talk. He's been holding on quite a while. Before I get to Mac, let's chat with Doug for a minute, calling from the great town of Gainesville, Georgia. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Lovely. Appreciate you holding on so long.
Yeah, sorry. The crappie's really starting to bite yet. I haven't had much luck. I'm fishing
out. Oh, yeah, man. Just go to a dock. Just go to a dock, use a small bait, be patient, and you'll load the cooler.
Yeah, they just haven't, you know, about a month ago, I caught a nice mess of them. Now the last couple of weeks, they just haven't had any luck.
Oh, well. Maybe something is spooking those crappie underneath those particular docks that where you've been.
So, but I didn't know if it was, you know, I've been reading where they, you know, pre-spawning and stuff, and, you know, now is the time to go, but I just haven't, you know, been going in the morning, they go in the afternoon, just not having much luck.
Well, what they, Henry was just telling us about the dock lights. The dock, if they're working for him, it should be working for you. I don't know. Be patient. Work around. Try some new docks at different, you know, the fish can be under a dock. It's 45 feet deep, and you catch them one time at 12 feet, but the next time you catch them at 25.
Okay.
They're likely still there.
Just maybe fish a little deeper then, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
A little deeper,
right.
A little slower, different size bait also.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
Let me know what you do, will you?
All right. I know. Thanks.
You bet. Let me know, and you see what you got it figured out. Hey, here's Mac at 17 after the hour. What do you say, my good friend?
Good morning, O'Neill.
Well, good morning.
I tell you, I got to follow Henry. How do you follow that?
I don't know. That would sound like a good report. But just before you get started, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's this rumor about something that you and Mike Hayes are doing?
It's bad we didn't do it. If it's good, we're up to it. So
I don't know, but I have rumors about something that you and Mike Hayes are getting together on, and I don't know what it is.
Well, we're going to keep that under the hat.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll let you know here. We'll let you know when we get some details.
Okay.
All right.
A mystery.
Well, I think that's just wrong because I don't know anything about it.
Woman Williams likes to be in the know.
Yeah, I mean, how am I going to help if y'all won't tell me this stuff? That's just
wrong. We got to get the details worked out. But
okay.
Uh-huh.
We'll have them here shortly.
Yeah, but what if I don't like it?
Well,
then we'll change
Mike,
it to suit you. That's the bottom line. That's the one thing that we know. As long as Gail's happy, everybody's happy. So we'll
make
sure
exactly
like
right.
It.
Well, Mike will be calling later on, and we're going to jump him.
Yeah. We're going to find
okay,
out.
Okay, well, you tell him what I said. Just make sure Gail's good with it, and it'll work.
Okay, all right.
Gotcha.
All right, now, you
got
to follow
Hank
the Yank now.
Perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Good.
Okay. Yes.
Well, Henry's report was dead on, a lot of stuff going on. That thing, though, I want to reiterate fish in the back of the creek. I think when guys think stripers, they won't. It's hard to imagine a big old fish. You think of him being a big deep water, open water fish.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year when we've got water temperatures that are such that oxygen levels are adequate no matter where. The fish can be in the back of the creek. He can go wherever he wants. If there's something to eat in the backs of those creeks, he'll go. They'll get back there churning mud. The best way I can describe it to a guy, if you were going somewhere and you wanted to throw a floating worm in some grass or something like that, that's where they're at.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, there's a lot of fish, and I think not limited to, but best early or late, but there's some of them doing that throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're pulling bait, if you're going striper fishing day and you're out there and you're pulling a bait spread, it's one of my pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just sit there and watch them. Pick up a rod and cast. Because there's so many places you can cast to that you can't pull a flat line or a planer board. There might be a little cove. Or you know, we got docks everywhere. You can cast between the docks. You can't drive your live bait up between the docks.
Mm-hmm.
So it does one of several things. For one, you might be fishing for a fish that you can't catch with live bait. It's fun, and you'll catch a lot of spots while you're doing it, so it's just a lot of extra bonus bites.
Man, fishing's good, isn't it?
It is. It's that time of year. Everything's going on. And that's the other. Of course, the biggest challenge this time of year, turkeys or deer. What do you do?
I know that.
And I would suggest a turkey hunt in the morning and fishing in the afternoon. I don't know if it gets any better than that.
That's exactly right. only time it may get better is in the fall when you do the same thing and you deer hunt.
There you go.
Deer hunt early and fish the rest of the day, and then go back and deer hunt for the evening.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the other thing, bass are on the docks. You just want to catch some spotted bass. They're all over the docks.
Oh, boy.
Robo worm on a weedless wonder. You just move, fish lots of docks. That bite's good. And crappie fishing, they're ganged up. What you told the previous caller, the problem we're getting right now and that we've had for the last month is the constant weather fluctuations have moved the fish. I listened to his call, and he said he was catching them a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And then they left, and chances are they went and got shallow. And some of them actually went and got shallow, and then it cooled off, and they went back. You get water, you know, we get a rain dump, you get dirty water coming in the lake. That moves the fish. Temperature cools off, it heats up. So you get a lot of movement. So that's probably what's happening, and that's the challenge with crappie fishing, where you caught them
yesterday.
Last week's no good.
Let me ask you a question then. All right, mm-hmm. So I think that was Doug, and he says, all right, I was catching them a month ago around the docks, and I went back to the same docks, and I don't catch any. Where they left that dock and went to the cove to spawn. Is that right?
That's very possible. And the other thing that a lot of people don't consider, the lake came up 4 feet.
Oh, boy, there you are.
Okay, so your dock that was 18 feet deep went to 22 feet deep. Maybe that was enough to make him leave, and he never came back.
Uh-huh.
So there's
good
a lot
point.
We had so much change.
Good point.
Yeah, that brush pile was deeper than it was, and the fish are going the other way. They're going shallower, so they left when the lake came up.
Okay.
And 4 feet's a lot, you know. We've had 3 or 4 feet of depth, so that can change things. And then maybe it coincided at the same time the lake warmed up. The water temperature rose, so the fish went and got shallow. Then it got cold, but they didn't go back to that pile because it was too deep, that kind of thing. Just
All
a
right,
lot
Mac,
of movement.
Mac, I'm late for
tomorrow.
A break, pal. I'm sorry I put you on. I didn't get to long enough, but you have a great day, buddy boy.
Do the same.
And we'll find out from Mike what you guys are doing. This is O'Neill. I'll be back, I promise. Welcome back. It's gotten late for the break there. Sometimes O'Neill doesn't manage the time exactly right. 404-872-0758, 100-972-8255, and we can talk Jason into it. Let's go ahead and jump back in here for a silent hero description. One, and it's about to start, I'll bet you.
And now, it's time for the Ronnie Thames Silent Hero Foundation Award, brought to you by Fire Aid.
Yes, indeed. Fire Aid, and you need 7 or 8 of those things around. Here's our silent hero description for the morning. Now, one of the hardest things for a firefighter, that is, to do is to get back on the job after he's been injured. Well, Anthony Romano, he's in New York, and he was injured because at a fire, the stairway collapsed underneath him, and he was injured. Well, he was put back on the bench after that stairway collapsed, and he's back on the job now, and he was in Queens. And
They responded to a trapped firefighter's Mayday call. Now, boy, does that get everybody in action? You bet it does. So what did Anthony do? Noticing and knowing where the firefighter was calling from and he was trapped, Anthony broke through the window, grabbed the firefighter, his name is Robert Grover, and they dove off the building. And Anthony cushioned the fall by letting Robert fall on top of him.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. He twisted in midair because Robert was unconscious after breaking him and pulling him through the window. And they fell to the ground, and he cushioned the fall.
Did they both survive?
Yes.
Wow.
That's, and I wrote here on the description when I solicited, I wrote, badass.
Yeah.
That,
you're kidding. Yeah.
That is a silent hero brought to you by Fire Aid. Okay, it's 28 after the hour, and let's, I think he's ready to talk. Let's go ahead while we have a chance and go ahead and talk to Black. Good morning, Black. Have I got him on the line yet? Maybe not. Well, we'll get to Black pretty soon. Okay. Interesting call, wasn't it, from Mac to say that the lake rising, and of course they've risen all over the South. Let's see if I've got out at 20. Yeah, I've got time for let's go to Black now, and there he is right there on line number one. Hello there, my good friend. This is O'Neill. How are you?
Hey, O'Neill. I got hearing aids yesterday. Boy, they show off. Ooh. Listen, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm working too hard. How about you?
Me too. Yeah. Listen, I don't know where you called it last night. You probably know ex-Governor Zell Miller passed away yesterday.
That is right. And Zell is from up here in North Georgia. I think he was
Young Harris.
Originally from Jasper or Blue Ridge.
I'm not far, but I know his home there close to Young Harris, isn't it?
Yes, around Young Harris. Yeah, he was quite a professional.
Yes, sir. He was an ex-Marine, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all, you and the woman O'Neill doing good?
Yeah, we're doing good. I'm having to work this weekend at the home show.
That's what Jason was telling me. Now, where are they located, dog?
It's at the Cobb Galleria. That's at 285 and 75, and it is jam packed, man. That's a great way to spend the afternoon.
So you gonna be there? What time?
I get there at noontime. I expect you to be there because I've got some hats I'm gonna give away.
Oh,
I've
really?
I've got 10 hats, but you have to come and ask me for them now.
Okay. Now this is at 285 and well,
75 at 285, the Cobb Galleria.
Okay, I got it. Well,
yeah, traffic won't be bad today.
But I won't promise, but I'm still enjoying the show. And you tell woman O'Neill howdy for me and your children, and y'all have a blessed weekend.
You too, my good friend. It's a good weekend to spend. Springtime.
Oh, yeah, it's done sprung.
Yeah. All right, Black.
Listen,
stay in touch.
You been fishing much in the last week?
No, I've been covered up here, but I'm about to get started, I'll tell you that.
O'Neill, you better slow down.
I know it.
Y'all I'm have a great weekend. Thank you for
you
for
too,
your
my
show.
Good friend. I'll see you soon. There you go. 404-872-072-07.
One more time.
404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255 every Saturday morning on WSB covering 38 states and the SB, the Sports Broadcast Radio Nation, nationwide. Think about that. We're in L.A., San Francisco, all across Texas, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Little Rock, Columbus, Columbia, and on. Denver, yeah.
I bet Johnny Mathis is up listening to
us. He's probably up right now listening to us.
Yeah. Probably just finished a concert and decided to stay up.
Yeah, I'll just stay up.
Yeah, so I can
listen
hear.
To O'Neill fumble around with his radio show.
I get a big kick out of these silent hero things.
They are pretty amazing. You know, especially if you think about the ones that are in New York.
Yeah.
You know, they're, what's that terminology? They're all snake bit after 9/11.
Uh-huh.
I mean, good grief.
Silent heroes.
Yeah. They are.
Get very little recognition.
Yeah.
But they risk their lives.
Yep. Every day.
Imagine you got a firefighter and he's unconscious and you jump off. You know, not 50 stories, but jump off a building and make sure he lands on top of you.
I don't know. I can't figure how he did that.
He twisted in midair.
We need some with police officers.
Yeah.
We haven't had any of those, I don't think.
I need some police officers and EMTs.
Yes.
Anybody, I'll look up a bunch this weekend.
Well, and anybody that has one that maybe they would like to nominate, all they have to do is send it to the O'NeillOutside.com.
Uh-huh.
Or Facebook.
Yep.
Contact us through Facebook, O'Neill Outside.
O'Neill Outside Facebook. Send us some recommendations for the silent heroes.
We'd be happy to consider that.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, let's see. I've got 3 minutes. Let's chat with Aaron calling from Loganville. Good morning, Aaron. I don't hear Aaron. I'll put Aaron back on hold. Maybe he's not there yet. There we go. 404-872-0750. What was that?
Jason said he wasn't sure what that was about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Aaron was there. Now he's gone. He must have been on the cell phone.
Could
now,
be.
Today, be sure and join me at the home show. I'll be there at noon. I'm giving away hats. And if you're not going to be at the home show, you can go to the 3 Horsetown stores in Marietta, Snellville, and Locust Grove, and I have hats there, too. Just walk in and say, hey, where's my hat? And you get a hat. That and at Cherokee County Toyota. I took some more hats over there yesterday.
Good for you. Did we... Because I was not paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Did we give away the Rocco's thing? Did we ever get a call?
Yes.
The Rocco's?
Yeah.
Was it somebody?
Yeah.
What
somebody
city?
Got the Rocco's
what
thing.
City?
I don't know. It was Jason handled it.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to be sure.
So, interesting what Max said about the water rising. See, you have to be an angler. That's why on so many occasions, I will always tell you, if you're going to fish a new lake and make some adventure out of it, hire a guide for a day or two or more and ask him to help you learn how to fish that lake. Because if he's on that lake, I know Travis called me this week, and he's about to go down and maybe be a Goliath grouper guide. That Goliath grouper guy, that friend of his down there, I'll call his name in a moment, he fishes for Goliath grouper 300 days a year.
And that's what he'll do when he's off time from hunting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Travis is not hunting, he goes
go fishing.
Fishing guide. Boy, talk about living the dream. Unbelievable. Yeah, no kidding. Well, the calls are coming in now, and we'll get to every one of them in a moment. There's Aaron. He's calling back in. But we don't have time to do that right now. We're going to talk just for a minute about something, and then we're going to go to a break, and we'll get you when we get back. So, good idea. You know some accounts of silent heroes, police officers, EMT, firefighters. Go to O'Neill Outside Facebook page and give me the link or tell me the story or provide a way for me to find out about that. I love talking about the silent heroes. I love talking about those guys, and of course, at 51 after the hour, we'll do the Medal of Honor. We could do two shows just about those, Heroes and the Medal of Honor recipients.
Absolutely.
Okay, 36 and a half, we'll get out of here for a break a few seconds early because I fouled it up last time. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside with Woman Williams, Karen and Brian Green, and Jason Byers. And this is O'Neill, and I'll get out of here right now, and then we'll be back.
I'm going to go to Stone Mountain and climb the mountain and then camp out and wake up and, but they're small kids. They're 2 of them are 5, and then 4, and then 3.
Wow, okay.
So that's why we were going to go to Stone Mountain, because they've got that all-day pass where you can do stuff with kids.
Correct.
So, but their campgrounds, you cannot call and reserve a campsite. It's first come, first served. So I was wondering, I need a backup plan. I need a good place to go that's not too far of a drive where they would have stuff for the kids that's affordable.
Okay. You can go to the DNR site or the state park site, and there are all over Georgia. You've got fabulous state parks with campsites, and they are underutilized.
Now, I haven't been to Fort Yargo since I was a kid. Is that a pretty good place to go?
Absolutely it is, and that's close by over in Winder. That's a good place.
Yeah.
That's okay. an excellent place. Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, one more question. Do you have any suggestions other than the obvious, you know, we camp out by the lake, I'll let the kids drop a line or whatever. But do you have any other suggestions of activities I can do? I mean, because, you know, 4 and 5 year olds, they're all over the place. You got to keep them occupied.
The only thing I can tell you, if you're at Yargo and those, you got a 3, 4, and a 5, then this is kind of off of your recommendation here or your question. Be sure that they have on a life preserver.
Yeah.
Because they can get in the water and get away from you before you know it. And the life preservers, they're now they are very comfortable, and. But be sure and do that. But Yargo's a great place. But if you've got a line in the water, that'll get them focused there for a little while. Red and white cork. What's the old saying? The greatest sight in the world is the place in the water where the cork used to be.
That's right.
Glad you called, Aaron. Good luck. Tell me where you end up, okay?
Thank you.
Mighty fine. See you soon. Here's Tim. He's calling on O'Neill outside. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, O'Neill. Great show today.
Say?
Thank you so much. Hey, listen,
my pleasure.
A couple weeks ago, you were talking about nicknames, right?
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to start off and let you know, and I kind of ask your permission, if it's okay if I call my girlfriend Woman Williams, because that's what I call her.
Do you really?
Yes, sir, and it fits, because listening to you two work together on the radio is like one of the coolest things. I just think it's awesome. I just wanted you to know that. And also about Mac. I've been out with Mac like 5 times.
Uh-huh.
Mac will teach you more, not only about Lake Lanier, but about, you know, fishing for stripers, bass in general. And the man makes the tackle that you fish with. He'll hook you up with the tackle that you need. He'll hook you up with umbrellas. He'll hook you up with the jigs. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my entire life. And if you want to go fishing, I mean, I've been out with him like 5 times, and a bad day was like 4 or 5 stripers in 4 or 5 spots. I'm like, that's a bad day? Uh-uh. I took my uncle out with him before he passed away.
Uh-huh.
I took my father-in-law out with him, and he's just the best.
That's right.
But anyway,
well,
I'm off topic. I wanted to ask you about deer hunting. I know it's kind of, you know, here's opening day of turkey. But I was really disappointed this season. I'd never gotten a big buck, and I stalked him. I got him down on the ground, and I was about to start celebrating, and the son of a gun got up and ran away. I mean, I put a great shot on him, and I thought he was, you know, DTR dead right there. And he got up, and I looked for him for 3 days. And have you ever had a season where, you know, you just got so frustrated that things just didn't work out to where you thought about actually hanging it up? Because I know I did.
I never thought that, but I've had some disappointing seasons, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you what. Well, this season was disappointing in that I never found that buck, but I ended up harvesting 4 does. So it was really like the best season I've ever had. But, those 4 deer, I almost didn't find them. I mean, I looked and I looked and I looked. And I just about given up, and I said, no, I've got to keep looking. And then I would find one tiny speck of blood. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time finding a blood trail on all 4 of those deer. And I guess the point is I kept looking, and then I ended up finding them.
Well,
and then I started thinking about, well, gee, you know, I wonder how many deer that, you know, I maybe didn't look hard enough for a blood trail and never found them.
What's your gun?
I used to shoot an old Edenfield 303, that was sporterized, and then but now I'm shooting with 30-06.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I was just wondering if you'd ever experienced that level of frustration, because I've
been hunting a long time. No, I can tell you're seasoned enough to know about shot placement.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. You just got a run of bad luck, or your scope is off and you're not making good shots. But you shot four others that you harvested, right?
Yes, sir. So I think I know my scope is pretty good, but that shot that I made on the buck was probably about 100 yards, 120 yards. It was kind of a long shot for me. It was in pretty thick woods, so you know, might have hit a branch or something like that. But I'm pretty sure I did hit him low.
You might have,
and that's why I ended up getting up. I just felt so guilty about it, though. You know,
it will hurt your feelings. It'll, it'll bring you down.
Yes, sir. Well, did I hear you're going to be out in Cobb County today?
Yeah, I'll be at the home show out in the Cobb Gallery. I'll be there about noon. And I have hats to give away. You have to ask me for a hat. I'll be at the Tough Shed
display. Well, I'm going to need to come out there and see you and shake your hand, because you're an amazing man. I appreciate it.
I'd love to.
Okay.
We'll talk further. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
Tim.
It's very nice that you call your wife Woman Williams. That's perfectly acceptable. But there's one rule.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't call her woman. It's Woman Williams. It's one word, no space. Mm-hmm. Capital W Woman and capital W Williams all smushed together.
That's so funny, because that's exactly how I texted to her when I text her, you know, like, see you later, Woman Williams. It's all one word.
All one word. No space. That's right. No space.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
I got it right.
You got it. You're okay. You're going to work. That's going to work fine.
Thank you. I'll see you today, y'all,
at the Tough Shed booth.
Yes, sir. God bless y'all, and take care. And I'll be listening to you next Saturday, too.
Mighty fine. See you then. Now let's talk to, let's talk to David, I think, right now. I've got time before we get out of here and do the Medal of Honor. Good morning, David. It's O'Neill.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Lovely.
I got four friends of mine and myself heading out to fish today. Got two boats going to be out there on the Chattahoochee River.
Oh, good. Fishing's good.
I hope so. I hope this cold front doesn't have them all messed up.
No, it won't. No, it doesn't affect the. It doesn't. You've got a little bit of a cloud cover. It might be a little bit rainy. That's good. You're going to nail them. That river is full of fish. You know that.
Yes, sir. Well, we've been listening to you since we were in middle school. You came and talked to us at the Georgia Outdoor Club at Cruz Middle School. So we're big fans. Appreciate what you do.
Wonderful. Thank you for the compliment. And that's one I remember that day. And I'm flattered to be there, and I hope it served you well.
It did. It did.
Good luck to you, pal.
All right. Thanks, O'Neill.
You bet. See you later. There you go. That's a nice call, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Cruz Middle School. My goodness, that must have been 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, that's one of those heartbreaking moments that I talk about a lot of times when I do these things, and that is you have a grade school, middle school, and a little kid in the room says, I've never been fishing before.
Yeah.
That's a heartbreaker.
It is.
Oh, man. And nobody's taken him fishing in his life, but he sure would like to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I was lucky. I got to go fishing lots.
Yes, you did.
And lots.
Yes. You even fished in college. After we'd have a date, remember, you'd go over. You'd bring me home, and you'd go over and fish at East Lake, East Lake Country Club. Wasn't that where it was?
I don't.
There's
remember.
A lake over there, East Lake.
East Lake. Yeah.
Yeah.
East Lake Golf Club, Country Club. Yeah. Go fishing over there, 11, 12 o'clock at night, for that matter.
Yeah. So. After we'd been out on a date.
Uh huh. Take Woman Williams.
That was a while.
Because you had to go to work.
Yep.
And I went back and went fishing. And I've been working on it ever since.
Yes.
For crying out loud. All right, let me locate my Medal of Honor description here. Here it is right here, and we'll ask Jason to fire it up and see if I can get through this. For the March the 24th Medal of Honor, I think. Maybe Jason is not there.
No, because it's running on the network. honor, well, courage, and strength of character.
There he goes.
These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor.
Phone.
Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
James Livingston, Captain, Marine Corps, Vietnam, May 1968. Company E had launched a determined assault on a heavily fortified village which had been seized by the VC. Captain Livingston maneuvered his men to assault positions across 500 yards of rice paddies while under full, intense enemy fire. He moved to the points of the heaviest resistance, shouting words of encouragement, directing their fire, and spurring the moment of the attack. Although twice painfully wounded by grenade fragments, he refused medical treatment and led his men in the destruction of over 100 bunkers, driving the remaining enemy from their positions. Wounded a third time and unable to walk, he remained at the exposed area, deploying his men and supervising the evacuation of the casualties. Only when assured of the safety of his men did he allow himself to be evacuated. Captain James Livingston, Captain, Marine Corps, Vietnam, 1968.
You know, only because of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook has its problems.
Bring your mic on, Gail. Oh. Yeah. Sorry. Because of Facebook, we now know how many classmates we lost during Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had no idea until, and that one of the good things about Facebook is not that you find out people died, but you find out what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about those people over there in Vietnam. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a...
And they didn't come home to a warm welcome.
Indeed.
So it makes me happy when we can do a Medal of Honor for one of them.
I'm privileged to do that. And absolutely privileged. And you can find out, you can go to the Medal of Honor page by going visiting O'Neill Outside. You can watch all our shows there and things of that nature. But if you go to O'Neill Outside, right on the homepage, you'll see a Medal of Honor medallion link on the homepage, and you can click on that and you can find out all about these people, all the way from the Indian Wars, all the way through to Iraq, Iran, and the latest Medal of Honor recipients. If you really want to find out, well, it's impressive. Look up Audie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The most decorated hero of World War II. And now, I hope you're ready, because there's Mike Hayes.
Mike Hayes, good morning.
Good morning, Woman Williams, and thank you for that birthday card.
You're very welcome. I hope you will enjoy that. And I hope you got a big cake and all that stuff.
Oh, got a banana pudding. And love banana pudding. Got that and a cherry pie. So I'm happy.
Oh, you're a happy camper. Okay.
I'm a happy camper.
Mac Farr called in earlier. And there's something going on, and I don't know about it. There's something. Y'all got a big deal going on, and I need to know what it is. Because I can't help you if you don't tell me what it is.
I can't keep nothing from you.
No, that's my job. what is the big deal? Are you going to tell me?
No, it was going to be a secret. It was going to surprise all our customers. But now here you done let the cat out of the bag.
Well, you can go ahead and tell me. I won't tell anybody. It's just you and me. You know, nobody's listening.
She says,
yeah.
Well, we've teamed up with Mac.
Uh-huh.
And because Mac's driving a new Ram. And we're going to go fishing with Mac this spring and summer. And we're going to invite our customers. So we're going to, that's all the details I really want to give you right now until I work out all the fine print.
Oh, okay. Well, Mac can keep a secret, evidently. I couldn't get it out of him.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds exciting. Will you be able to tell us all about it next week?
Yes. We should have all the details worked out so we can all have some fun this summer.
That's fabulous. Okay. All right. You keep me informed, and I'll help you any way I can.
Okay. We'll get some stripers and load the boat.
You bet. Good to talk to you, honey. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
we've got another 2 hours of outdoors. That's cocktail time almost, or another cup of coffee. And I appreciate you joining us this morning for O'Neill Outside. Now be sure, go to Cherokee County Toyota, the Horsetown stores, pick up a hat there, just walk in and ask for it. And today, O'Neill, beginning at about noon, I will be at the home show, and you have to walk up and say, I want a hat. I want to talk to O'Neill, I want a hat, and I'll give you a hat. I have 10 of those. So look at me in the tough shed booth at the home show. Beyond that, it's an outstanding time for you to take a kid fishing or hunting. It's gobbler season, and I had people yesterday at the home show coming up to me and saying that this was the first time, the first season they went with their kids last week, and they've been scouting, and when that gobbler answers, oh my goodness, you're talking about heart pounding action. Unbelievable. And we had some great advice this morning from Henry for lakes all over the South. It's time for stripers and the bass to be in the back of the coves. The water temperature is just right. The signal that there's some fish in a cove, if you look into the back of a cove and you see a greater blue heron, this is all about food chain. It's all about that, and that's your signal. And there's big fish in those coves. Stripers in the territory of 20 pounds. So you can do that. And, man, what a great time for you to ask and make arrangements for maybe a kid in the neighborhood whose dad is not a fisherman, or maybe his dad doesn't live at home. Why not give that a try? And it's extremely rewarding. Had a call this morning from a young man who was at a fishing seminar I gave at a middle school about 12 years ago. That's gratifying that someone got to go fishing because of that, and they're on the way to fishing today. So if you keep this in mind, boys and girls, if you're too busy to go fishing and take a kid along, you're too busy. And we'll see you guys next week.
The whole day through,
the whole day,
just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.